I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about reconciled to God. So today on God's calendar is the Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur, as it's known in Hebrew. And this Day of Atonement is a reminder for us that God, through the body, the blood of Jesus, has reconciled us to himself. We're going to be talking about this word reconciled today, to be reconciled to God, to be made one with him, to have harmony with him, to have be balanced and in peace with him today, through the body, through the blood of Jesus. This Day of Atonement is a reminder for us of that. So we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez that's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to get still, to listen, to examine ourselves before we get into our time of communion today. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, for reconciling us to yourself. I thank you for your purpose and grace that's given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and love and goodness and all you have for us, Lord, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people everywhere we go and hopefully all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us, help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so let's get started with the other half of prayer. Our first step, let's get positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light. He's reconciled us to himself. He's brought us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. But that transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. And that forgiveness has to be received from God. We got to receive his grace and his mercy and his forgiveness given to us in Christ. But then it's got to flow through us. We have to give ourselves that grace and mercy and forgiveness. We often have to forgive ourselves. We're often beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves, putting excess pressure on ourselves for the ways that we've missed it. And for God's grace to flow through us out into the world and to other people in our lives, it's got to flow through us. So we have to learn how to give that same grace and mercy and forgiveness to ourselves and take that pressure off of ourselves. And then we got to let it flow through us. We forgive other people, give them the same grace and mercy that God has given us, to reconcile other people to God as well by giving them that same grace and mercy that he's given us. So that's how we get into the light. But then we got to magnify that light. We got to make it brighter and brighter. We got to make it grow bigger and bigger on the inside of us. And what we're magnifying in our lives is all about what we're focused on. Think about looking through a magnifying glass at something. We're looking through it. We're concentrating through it. We're focusing on something through that glass. It's all about which lens we're choosing to view the world through. We can view the world through the light or through the darkness. There's two options. We can view things through the light or through the darkness. And when we're focused on light, we're focused on God. We're focused on light. We're focused on love. We're focused on receiving His grace and goodness, letting it flow through us to other people. We're focused on all the things that are lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. We've got our eyes fixed on the things above, where God is working continually for our good. He's got steadfast, unfailing love for us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. He's always on time. He can make all grace abound to us. So having all sufficiency at all times and all things, we can abound to every good work because nothing's impossible for Him. As we begin to meditate on that, to think on it, to talk about it, to roll it over in our minds, to ponder it and to rehearse it over and over and over and over again, there's power in this repetition of it, where that's the state that we live in continually. And the way we can do that is one of the easiest ways, just simple praise and thanksgiving all throughout the day. We've been reconciled to God through the body of Jesus. He's with you. He's for you. Nothing's impossible for Him. Keeping our eyes and hearts and minds fixed on that throughout the day. Just praise and thanksgiving all through the day. But then we have the alternative. We could be focused on darkness. We could be focused on all the evil, all that's wrong, all the things to complain about, all the things to vent about, all the things that haven't happened that you feel could have or should have happened. All the distance we still have to go yet. We can be focused on that. And the more we meditate on them, the more we talk about them, the more we roll them over in our minds over and over, the problems just begin to grow bigger and bigger on the inside of us. Whichever one we're magnifying is going to grow bigger and bigger on the inside of us. And it's going to lead to some side effects. When we're focused on the light, everything feels light and easy and effortless. There's flow. When we're in that position of gratitude and thanksgiving continually, right along with it comes peace and joy and humility and grace flows. Everything is easy and effortless. It's energizing. You'll feel your energy levels rise up and increase on the inside of you. When we're focused on darkness, you'll get the opposite of that. You'll have stress and worry and anxiety and fear and dread of things in the future, uncertainty looking out into the future. You'll feel your energy levels lower. Think of it like a black hole. The more you focus on the darkness and the more it grows bigger on the inside of you, you can feel it sucking the energy out of you on the inside. And those problems and issues just begin to grow on the inside. All based on what? All based on what we're magnifying, what I'm thinking about all day long. We're all thinking about and talking about and pondering on something all day long in our minds. And God gives us the choice of which one to focus on. And it's a very simple concept. The hard part is putting it into practice and doing it consistently. Because then when the problems and issues come, we tend to focus on them. Now, this is not denying that there's problems or issues. There's going to be problems. There's going to be issues in life. But Jesus says what? Be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. It's not denying that those issues are there, but it's spinning them back around. It's turning the tables on them and saying, you know what? Nothing's impossible with God. He loves me. He's working everything out for my good. This is going to turn out for my good over here on this side. And turning it back around. And then as we get into the light, when you're in the light, you can see. You can know what to do. When you're in the dark, it's confusing. You don't know which way to go. You trip and stumble over things and you don't even know what it was. When you're in the light, you can see. You can step over obstacles that have been tripping you up. And you can know what to do. You can know which way to go. Which leads us to our next question. As we get positioned in the light, what do you know to do today? What do you know to do today? Not things you're uncertain of, not things you're unsure of just yet. What do you know to do today? It might be some things on just your to-do list that you've been procrastinating on, things that you know need to get done. Maybe there's some things that on the inside you would just say to yourself, you know what? I know I need to be doing that. I know I need to be doing that, but I just haven't done it yet. Maybe it's eating better. Maybe it's exercising. Maybe it's reconciling your finances and getting caught up on your accounting. Maybe it's you need to get an oil change in your car. You need to renew a certification. You need to reconcile a relationship with somebody. need to be more present with your family, your spouse, your kids, whoever it is. You've been getting that nudge on the inside from God to start some project or to reach out to a certain person, but we just haven't done it yet because it looks scary or overwhelming. What are those steps that you know to do? And then I want you to focus on that becomes your plan for today, executing those things today. Get them done today and do them staying in the light. Position in the light, gratitude, thankfulness. The God's with you. He's for you. You don't have to do these things on your own anymore. He's there right with you to help you to execute these things and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in Him and taking that pressure off of you to get it all done in your own strength and rolling that over onto Him because He wants to help. All the things that God has for us in our lives were made to be done in partnership with Him. He wants to help you do these things. And then it's important to stay tuned into His voice. As we're in the light, you get positioned in the light. One of the things you're going to experience is your ability to hear more clearly. God's leading and direction in your life is going to greatly increase. The more you get positioned in the light and you stay in that light consistently, your ability to hear more clearly from Him is going to greatly increase. But we got to stay tuned in to His voice. Staying positioned in that light is like tuning the channel, tuning the radio frequency to get you where you can hear from Him more clearly. And then it becomes taking the time to get still and to listen each day. And I think it's very important to write down whatever it is that you hear, even if you're not sure if it was Him or not. Just get into the habit of listening every day, taking some time to get still and writing down whatever you hear. If you haven't done that today, now would be a good time. You can pause the recording. Just take a couple minutes, ask this question. God, what is it you're trying to teach me or show me or get across to me today? And just get still for a couple minutes with a pen and paper and write down whatever you hear. I believe you start recording your journey every day with God. He's going to lead you step by step and day by day to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. It's not going to happen overnight. But you keep showing up. You keep doing that day by day. He's going to lead you to that spacious, beautiful place. So today, as I'm recording this is the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur in 2021. I woke up this morning, feel like God woke me up a little bit earlier. And just thinking about this idea of reconciled. So think about atonement. Atonement. Think of at one meant. Becoming one with God. Think about if we're going to reconcile your accounting, reconcile your checkbook. We're trying to get both sides to line up where we get to one number and everything matches up. Everything is balanced. Everything is reconciled. They've become one. Everything has been accounted for. Any differences that we're finding, any errors or flaws or differences are corrected and we're in agreement. We're at one with each other. So what does this word reconcile even mean? So to reconcile, to reconcile, to reconcile, to re means to do it again. God had purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. Somewhere along the line, we all missed it. So to get reconciled, to reconcile again, to reconcile and to reconcile means we're going to be overcoming either distrust or hostility, feelings of anger or resentment. We've got differences going on. It's to gain goodwill and to favor. It's to make compatible or agreeable. We've got two disagreeing sides. Think of it in accounting. You got credits and debits. Maybe there's some errors or mistakes on one side or the other, and things are not balanced. Things are not getting to a place of harmony and oneness where they're agreeing with each other. It's to make one and to correct any differences, to reconcile, to make it conciled again. Now, there's a lot of verses in the New Testament talking about being reconciled with God. We're going to take a look at a few of them here. This is Romans chapter 5, verses 10 through 11. It says, "For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled," we've already been reconciled, "shall we be saved through His life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. We've been made one with him. We've been reconciled because of what Jesus did. And we can boast in God, not boasting about ourselves, but boast about God, about what God and Jesus were willing to do to take steps to reconcile us. Notice, we were enemies of God. While we were enemies of God, he reconciled us. God took the steps to reconcile us to himself, to make us one with him again through the death of his son. As we take communion today, it's an opportunity for us to just meditate. One of the things that his body did, we've got reconciliation. We've been reconciled. We've got peace with God through the body and the blood of Jesus. Then it says in Colossians chapter 1, verses 19 through 23, for God was pleased to have all of his fullness dwell in him, talking about Jesus. God was pleased to have all of his, God's fullness, dwell in Jesus. And through him, through Jesus, to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. God reconciled us to himself. All the fullness of God dwelt in Christ. And God reconciled us to himself. He took the step to make it happen. We didn't do it. By making peace with us through the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross. Once we were alienated from God and were enemies in our minds because of our evil behavior. So once we were not reconciled to God, we were alienated, we were separated from God. We did not have oneness with God because we were enemies in our own minds because of our evil behavior. But now he has, notice he has, it's past tense. He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. We've been made one. There's no guilt. There's no fault. We've been made holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. If, now notice, this is a contingency. There's a conditional promise here. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. To make it really simple, how can we do that? Stay positioned in the light. One of the greatest way expressions of faith is gratitude. Stay in position in the light through gratitude and praise consistently and getting established and firm in that. What does that mean? We're not wavering. To be established and firm, immovable, consistent, steadfast. That no matter what's going on the outside, we stay positioned in the light. And we don't move from the hope that's held out to us in the gospel, the good news. That we've been made one with God. He's right here with you, right here and now. He wants to help, even when these problems and issues come up. Then we got 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verses 17 through 21. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone and the new is here. All of this is from God. It's all from him. It's not from our own doing. Who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. So we see an accounting picture here. Not counting our sins against us. So those differences have been resolved through what Jesus did on the cross. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So we see some beautiful pictures here. We were enemies of God, enemies in our own minds because of our evil behavior. God, in his great love for us, he took the first step. He reconciled us to himself in Christ, and we can boast greatly about what he did. He reconciled us to himself. We have peace with him. We have favor with him. We are in harmony with him. And now we got to get our side to agree by simply getting firm and established and fixed in our faith to walk in this righteousness that he's given us. So this Day of Atonement is a reminder for us of what Jesus did. He made us one with God. He reconciled us back to him. So, Father, we're just going to take communion over this year. We just thank you. Thank you. I don't know if we can thank you enough. We just thank you for making us one with you again. Just to have this opportunity to have this righteousness that comes from God, to be, we go back a slide here, to be holy in your sight, without blemish and free from accusation. You're not counting our sins against us. I believe it's in Psalms chapter 1 that David says, you know, blessed is the man who God does not count their sins against them. That we can be one with you, God. That you loved us so much, you were willing to send your one and only Son, not because we deserved it by any means, but because of your great love and great grace for us that was given in Christ. We just thank you for that, Lord. This is just be a time today for us to receive that we've been reconciled to you. Just receiving this from you today, been made one with you. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, take it. Receive it. This has to be received from God. That he makes you righteous. He makes you holy. He makes you without blemish and free from accusation. He makes you one with God again. That in him, all the fullness of God dwells and we can be one with him. Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Notice, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross, we have peace with God, harmony with him. Part of this communion is just simply receiving this from him and getting into agreement with what he's already said he's done for us. Father, we're just so grateful that we can have you in our lives. And we just thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your cup, you can take your juice here. All right. So hopefully we've received this from God. But now it's about walking it out. We got a part to play, staying firm and fixed in our faith, staying positioned in the light. But we also have a part to play. Notice this verse here. The ministry of reconciliation. God has committed to us the message of reconciliation, that we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. So part of this is learning how to walk in this. As we walk and as one with God, now we have a part to play. We can partner with God to help reconcile other people to him, showing them that same grace and love and mercy and forgiveness that he's given us. And we can begin to reconcile other people to him, helping them to become one with him as well. How do we do it? Let his kindness, his love, his goodness, that oneness with him. Let that flow through you to other people. And it'll just be a beautiful thing. It'll be just a natural outflow where it draws people to him. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.